Shit.
I am spent.
Dad, I love that!
You already do that thing on Instagram.
What thing?
The makeup thing.
Yeah.
Like,
so
the
we
Zodiac
should...
thing? What do you mean already? What do you...
Yeah, I mean, you're already doing like a makeup thing. Like, you could expand that into a podcast.
Totally.
Just totally. Me vidcast. By myself in my room.
I'll do it too.
Have you seen it YouTube?
Like
Jesus Christ, that's all it is.
Yeah. Who?
Like there's
Two
thirds of YouTube is teenage girls putting makeup on.
Yeah, that's totally
or
true.
Girls that probably aren't teenage but they look like it.
You could be like the pro and the newbie. You could discuss things.
Yeah.
I could do my makeup and then you can go, this is what you should have done.
Well, my problem is I'm not to the point where I can, like, judge people, be like, hey, no, stop doing that. I'm like, sure.
That's your thing.
Wipe
but you know what?
Your face.
But you know what? Have that be your thing. Why do you need to be judgy about it?
My two Ipsy bags.
Yeah, why judge somebody for makeup?
I'm saying, like, people...
$10 including shipping.
Saying,
Julie
like,
had one of those...
Oh, I need you to tell me what type of makeup I should wear, and I'm like...
There was a picture of something about that size... And it had pads and tampons sticking out of it.
The vampire tea bags.
Yes! That was hysterical. For $10, including shipping, you get 5 things every month.
Yeah, it's a really
and
good...
a bag.
And they're completely customized.
Yeah.
Like, you go
it's like,
on...
Because
like,
she and I get slightly different things.
Yes.
Loot crate for people who like makeup.
Yeah.
There's
and there's a ton of them,
which
too.
Is...
I have Ipsy now. The problem with Ipsy is they put you on a quote-unquote wait list.
Well, only for the first one. Because you had to wait.
It's a wait
and
list.
Then, but literally...
But if you recommend to a friend, you get to skip the wait list.
And the
Does the friend go on the wait list then?
Well, they don't have to sign up. You just have to... I just
have to recommend it?
I just sent a Facebook message to someone. I was like, hey, you like ignore this. I just...
I didn't. Because it was... I'm like, I don't want to put anything on Facebook.
Yeah.
So... For this first one in March, I'm like, I'll just get it whenever they send it to me.
Julie was doing this, right? I think Julie said that
was she thinking about it?
I thought somebody said they had Ipsy for months and they forgot to cancel.
If she did, she never told me and I never saw packages come in.
They're like fuchsia.
I don't care.
Bubble envelopes.
I don't care. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. That goes right
so
along. That goes right along with me buying. Having used to buy like $20 a week in comic books through a guy I worked with because like
this is a weed store.
It was
worst weed store. Totally
Darren,
the worst weed. Oh,
Darren Goodhart. He was the guy who did our.
Well, now I know him.
Yeah, you know him.
Worse.
He and some friends had created a comic book company. It wasn't a
company in air quotes. Is not
well. Yeah, I know. Well, it was though because that's how they hooked up with the distributor.
Uh-huh.
So they ordered direct from the distributor.
Oh, that's funny.
So we got. I mean, we got like a 30% discount or something ridiculous like that. It was pretty good.
Did it take the bite off of you spending hundreds of dollars on comic books?
Yeah, it kind of did.
But if Julie had it, I missed the one for February.
What is this watermelon?
She doesn't. That kind of stuff doesn't. I mean, that doesn't tend to be her thing.
I could have sworn it was Julie who said she had it.
She tends to be.
Actually,
it might have been.
Was Melina asking about it?
Melina was asking about it, and Julie said she had had it, and I was on the wait list.
She may have had it. I don't know. I didn't pay any attention. Her. We've got. She's got her set stuff that she gets now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, when I ordered Soylent, they put me on a no wait list. I just showed up 2 days later.
Because you were the only one.
Actually, no.
Subscription boxes are huge right now.
Oh, yeah, they are.
There's one.
I'm signed up for one called Japan Crate. It's Doki Doki. And they just send me items from Japan. There's like a theme every month.
Except they
send. Next month, the theme is Sailor Moon.
They sent you. They sent you that loom thing, and all the instructions are in Japanese. And I was trying to translate it on my phone to see how it works, except it translates, like, straight to English, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck any of this still means. Still.
Yeah,
I don't
I have
know
to
how to use this thing.
Yeah. Google. I tried to Google translate a Japanese magic card that Holden's friend came over with one day, and it did not go well.
There's one that I want to do, but it's $40, so I'm not going to do it until my finances are better.
What is it?
It's called, I think it's called Try the World.
I think I've seen that.
So good.
Is it like snacks?
Yeah, but every month is a different country.
Yeah,
and when you first sign up, you get two different countries as like your bonus.
That's fun. Yeah, I saw that. That
but
looks fun.
But I believe it's $40. So I just
there's one called Flavor, but it's spelled creative
Flavor.
Way.
Flavor.
It's like A I R instead of O R.
Okay.
And it's whiskeys and scotches. And,
oh.
Yeah. But it's expensive. That's a really expensive one.
I just signed up for Loot Crate, which is like geek
stuff.
I'm
just doing this right now because it's $10 and it's fun for me.
Yeah, Ipsy is a great, from what I've seen, it's a great way to like get into.
Yeah, and to kind of build up a little bit of a collection. And
right, and like we were talking before, it's so makeup is so expensive, so it's hard to like try things out.
Yeah.
And this way it just gets sent to you. And
I mean, honestly, for $10, I got like a small palette of eyeshadows,
mm-hmm.
and that was I think $10 or $11.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and it's like, and I get that, and it's like, well, I'm not buying anything else.
Anything that makes the sample industry easier to manage,
because
like that's what some of the whiskeys and bourbons and there's now they've got rums and vodkas and all the different and they just send you sample sizes of a bunch of different kinds, so
that's
you get
cool.
to try them out, and it's stuff you can mostly buy anywhere. Sometimes you have to go to a little more high-end places that like a place around here like Randall's that has a huge stock of different kinds of alcohols, but it's great because it's better than going and buying a $40 bottle of
right
of anything
and then finding out
trying
you
it.
Can't stand it
right
yeah
like somebody. That fucking like at Sephora
that
the
Jack
majority
Daniels
of things that I
oh, Jack
now
Daniels.
Buy regularly
Jack Daniels is not
at Sephora came from a sample,
mm-hmm.
like they because they give out like they give out a birthday gift on your in your birthday month. Majority of the things I buy, I got as a sample for my birthday. So
nice.
it's a really good way for cosmetic companies.
I
to...
I posted that earlier. Bacon infused,
yeah.
Jim Beam.
I'm in.
Bacon infused bourbon. I would try it.
It's no, that's it. The flavor's actually.
I could see it
well.
Working.
It's just like as soon as she said that, I was like, oh,
I wonder if
greasy
it's like liquid,
alcohol.
I wonder if it's like liquid smoke. Or
it's
like,
it's like liquid smoke and a little bit of salt.
I could see that working.
I wonder if it's vegetarian.
Well, it's infused, so it might.
It wouldn't be. It wouldn't be vegetarian.
It
would be. They soak bacon in it.
If an animal was harmed in the making of the product.
Just because it tastes like bacon doesn't necessarily mean that there's animal in it. They
I mean,
can...
it says bacon infused. I don't know.
Bacon infused tends
what
to mean
they
that...
just left the alcohol near...
near the piggies.
Maybe the pig drinks the vodka and that's... No, okay.
I don't think they do.
That's not vodka. That's whiskey.
Yeah, I don't know. Why did I say that?
That's bourbon.
Yeah, it's bourbon. I know. Because we were talking about vodka before.
Yeah, we bought that bottle of fucking honey Jack Daniels because
Jack Daniels.
Somebody recommended it to us, and the kid was like, this is terrible.
Jack Daniels is ass water. I'm not good. Now, American honey
no, stop
is
yourself.
Good.
Just,
I think that's what they had at Angel and Jesse's.
That's
I think
what
I've
they have,
that.
Yeah, at Jose Peño's.
It was good.
American honey is good stuff.
Customer brought me a dozen donuts today. I was so happy.
Mm.
And he literally brought them just for me.
Everybody that's, saw the fucking message I posted.
That's a sex bribe.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
I didn't see a wedding ring on his hand. He's got his own construction company. Come at me, Kevin. Come at me.
Sex bribe.
That's okay.
All right, so what are you doing next week? Face? Discoverers from time to time...
Daryl's not going to be here. I don't want to do any of his movies.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. Takai isn't nearby, is he? That just scares
it
me.
It hasn't
just,
told me.
That's just
so
like,
he,
I don't
it's
think
It's actually
he is.
Worse that it hasn't told you.
Freaks the shit out of me.
So I reposted this in the Hangout that we're in, but today a senior database admin at my work sent out an email saying some very ordinary, very plain, very legal, a little overdone brownies are on the back table. Like, as he sent that out, I'm like, this is far more suspicious if he had just, like, said there's some
brownies. Don't you think
that
that's the purpose?
Yeah, maybe.
Or did he want to save him from himself? And then someone made him write that?
I would assume that they were...
He is into weed.
Oh. Yeah.
When I first started...
And I forgot today is dark.
When I first started...
Yeah.
I started on 420 a year ago at my company.
Yeah, did you see Adam's anniversary time hop post?
Yep. Yeah, I thought it was funny. I was like, wait, you didn't start a year ago? And then 2 minutes later, oh, never mind.
Oh, I thought I was wishing you luck on your interview.
No, it was his first day.
No.
Because... I quickly realized that it was pointless to tell you about what day you started. Because I didn't actually know.
Is my coughing too loud?
Yes. Yeah.
I hate it.
Turn to the side. You have to turn your head. It's a pain in the ass to because I don't edit.
Yeah, people won't hear my guitar.
Okay, why don't you just line in?
No, that's weird.
And it
it will overpower
everything. It does overpower everything. The nice thing is if he lines in, though, I can actually cut the track.
I remember you did that once. It was like, here's one recording with him,
Guitar
one
cast.
Recording without him. I remember that.
Yep. Oh, well, we both did, because
well, I mean,
I played the bass
either.
Also. No, I was playing bass also.
That's right.
Badly. All right.
I'm not pretty good
Witness.
At the either. Witness.
Witness.
Hold on.
Witness, the Amish movie?
Yeah.
All right, I'm much
it's
less
on Netflix.
Now.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. It's...
I haven't seen it like since it came out.
Witness me.
No.
Okay.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Lena.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
And yes, we are recording.
And my fat beats guitar.
It's good to know that after 10 years, I know how to actually do this.
Push that button.
Who are we again?
Push it. I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. Maybe the backseat producers.
That sounds about right.
Maybe. So somebody's playing guitar.
Yeah,
I am.
Harry Rollins was in this fucking movie.
Yes, he was.
All right.
I spent the majority of this movie trying to figure out why he was so fucking familiar to me.
Because you saw him in Johnny Mnemonic.
Nope.
Because he
was in Johnny Mnemonic.
Because yeah. he's
Henry fucking Rollins.
Yes,
yeah.
I know. Then I saw it on the Wikipedia page. I was like, ah.
So yeah. So what's crazy. So
that's why you brought your guitar.
What's crazy is my kids, if they saw him, they would know him from the History Channel.
Oh, yeah, that's really? Right.
Yeah, he's got a series on either History or Discovery. It's one
what
of those channels.
Yeah.
No, it's where he does, it's going around and learning things about America. He's a history buff.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really cool show. We watched a couple episodes of it one night.
Was he also in Anthrax or am I
no,
thinking?
No, he was not.
No. Black Flag and then a solo.
Henry Rollins. Okay. And he did Spoken Word.
Yeah.
He's done all kinds of stuff.
I wouldn't have recognized him. Adam got his guitar and he's like, Henry Rollins was in this movie. And I didn't say anything because I don't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Johnny Mnemonic is all you need.
He's a big pile of sexy.
All his other accomplishments mean nothing. He was in Johnny Mnemonic for like 10 minutes. He was the doctor.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
It's a doctor. It's a medical professional.
No, I don't know what Johnny Mnemonic is.
They perform medicine on people. Oh. Much like me in RimWorld. I got bad news for everybody. Blitz died.
Oh, that's a shame.
But Lumi remarried.
Blitzcrank?
God, that would be amazing.
Blitz of Blitz and Lumi.
I don't know.
They were the couple who crash landed on the planet. They were my first couple on the planet. They were a couple when they got there, but then they got married. It was a whole thing.
Are you playing
how
this
she,
new?
How did she marry someone else?
What do you mean? Blitz and Lumi were married, were the couple from the beginning. Then okay. Blitz died. Now Lumi's remarried.
To who?
One of the other guys who showed up, like Boyle. I don't know. I don't have the relationship with
how,
him.
How do they show up? I thought, were there more people in the ship or just the two of them?
The planet is quasi-inhabited.
Oh.
So like raiders show up and try and steal your shit, and then sometimes they chase other colonists onto the map, and you have to save them, and then they join your colony.
Which is the game where there's like priests or something, and you would move people into a room to try and have sex?
What the fuck? That's Catholicism.
Hold on. No, it wasn't
this
priests.
Was the, or something.
It, this is
like
some fallout shelter.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah, because I try and breed. Because I'm still playing that.
Yeah, you were trying to breed people, but it was like in a place where there was someone who couldn't do it, or I don't.
Constantly. Oh, the problem with that was there was a bug. Like, if you were out of space, they would just never breed.
Oh.
So they would just stand in the room forever, endlessly. I mean, I guess that's not a bug, but... But sounds now like I make sure I have space. Because listen, I got I got power to generate and food to make, and I don't have time to...
That sounds like the sexual repression bug.
Sexual repression bug? People need to be working, not boning.
Working at making new people. It's a job.
What always threw me for a loop in that game was I was having power problems, so I would try to breed, like, my two strongest pairs.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And then she'd be pregnant and fucking working in the generator room, just, like, hitting shit with a hammer.
Pregnant women can do, like, anything.
I know, but, like, that's not good for the baby, right? Like, they're not supposed to lift, like, 25 pounds or something like that. I don't think that's a thing. Isn't it?
No, I don't think that's a thing.
I thought it was.
Like, only until, like, those extreme
parts
of pregnancy is that actually a thing.
Or if you're, you've got medical...
But it's, like, supposed to, like, be painting.
In the game, they go from, like, 0 to 9 months pregnant. Like, if you look at their characters.
No, there's no stage. They're just pregnant.
Yeah.
They are pregnant until they are not.
So it's just super awkward seeing a room full of pregnant electricians just fucking working. And yeah, the stats are always random. It doesn't help.
I know, because I have, like, a league of supermen that is just all of the stats are maxed out, but they don't breed new supermen. They breed new, like,
shitty men.
Nuggets, yeah. It's the worst.
All right, so next week, Witness.
I guess. I don't have a better suggestion.
My All right.
last action hero got shut down.
Because we've already done it.
I know. I just wanted an excuse to watch that movie again.
Also, I don't want to watch it.
I like it. I'll watch it with you, Alex.
You can just watch it. Just watch it.
Yeah, man, I don't have time.
We'll put it on during the party.
You do.
Holden's creeping around.
What are you doing down here? It's late.
I just remembered that I need to know where my ID is in the morning.
You have an ID?
I have that problem a lot.
Yeah, they have to wear an ID to school.
School ID. Okay. Yes.
You guys can watch that movie while me and Julie and Lynn are painting pottery.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What?
I don't know.
You want to paint pottery with?
I think I did.
I don't remember.
I got stood up.
When is that happening?
Do you want to paint?
It happens on Fridays. We don't have a
set
date
yet.
No, I don't want to paint pottery. I'm not a pottery person.
Are you willing the ID to just appear out of thin air?
Did you bring it with you? I don't think you did.
I did.
I don't seem to remember you bringing the car.
I wore it around my neck. I remember I did.
All right. Well, you look for it.
So this movie. Hello. Adam, what did you think?
I liked it. Whoa.
All right, we're on pause now.
So this movie, Adam, what did you think?
We didn't say what movie we watched.
What?
We didn't. We did not.
No,
say.
Don't. Let's just keep him guessing. That's
the title. It's also the movie we said we were going to talk about last.
He never died.
Oh, you ruined it.
Yep.
I said Henry Rollins was great. Did I not say that? Yeah. I was thinking that Henry Rollins is great. That's my entire review of the movie.
You are not wrong.
I know. I frequently am not.
I have a feeling Henry Rollins, about this.
Henry Rollins was in, like, all of the movie.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Was he?
The movie.
I'm trying to remember if there was any scenes without him in it.
I think the only time there were scenes without him is when people were going towards him. So it was like 30 seconds.
But he was in every scene. It was not like he was in every shot, but he was in every scene.
Absolutely.
He was literally the point of view character. There was no time you saw anything that he didn't see or he wasn't part of.
Right. I loved it. Loved it.
What'd you think, Kayla?
I liked it a lot.
Loved it.
I didn't think I would.
I wasn't sure what I was going to think of it. I like Henry Rollins.
I knew nothing about
it. And the premise seemed interesting because I saw a Red Band trailer for it a while ago, like just before it came out. Because I actually looked... I was going to try and see it in the theater.
Because it looked good.
It looked good. And then it skipped theaters around here. It was not in any theaters around here that I was aware of. But I liked it. Alex, what'd you think?
I liked it. I don't know. I like the main character, and I think that's what really did it for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked and I didn't like him. He was interesting.
He was compelling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what was up.
Yes.
Like from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right from the jump, I wanted to know what was going on.
You see that deal going down on the fucking parking garage roof, and you're like, okay, well, that guy's in scrubs, so he's buying like drugs or body parts or something. Right. I was trying to figure out what he was buying.
Body parts was my thought.
Yeah.
I was like, after I saw the movie, I read the little blurb about it on Netflix, mm-hmm. and I was glad I didn't read that before I watched the movie, because otherwise it would have kind of given it away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, it does that.
Yeah. Does it? I didn't read anything. I didn't read the blurb. I saw the trailer, so the trailer gives away enough.
Yeah. I didn't read anything. I didn't see anything, so I was completely...
That's probably for the best.
I saw the guy in scrubs, and he was handing him, like, that package, so I'm like, okay, that's either, like, morphine or, like... a leg, like, I don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah, because like, it was such an odd size.
Mm-hmm. It's vaguely, like, thigh-shaped.
Right.
It turned out to be bags of blood.
Yeah.
I was hitting the right, you know, I was hitting around the target.
And I'm glad they didn't tell us that right away that it was a bag of blood.
Yeah.
It would have given the wrong impression mm-hmm. as to what was going on.
Because for a while, I still thought it was body parts. Or organs.
Because he wasn't a vampire.
After he started...
He's not a vampire, but, they hint towards it.
They
he
did.
He says that he is.
I think he just says to
make it easier for her to understand.
Yeah. Because he doesn't just drink blood. He eats flesh.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's...
Now,
un-vampire-like sportsmanship.
One thing I didn't get once the whole thing was over, he had those two scars... behind his shoulders.
I dug that. That was really cool.
So, would that be the angel wings being forcibly removed?
He wasn't an angel. Though.
He wasn't an angel. Well, then that was just it. That was just it.
I know.
I don't know.
Or was that something so that he could not have?
There are a lot of questions in this movie that I'm glad were not answered.
Yeah. And that's what...
That was one of them.
Yes. It's like, was it that they were forcibly removed? Or did they make it so that he could never have them?
He was Cain, so...
And I know the name, what is it, Cain and Abel?
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that, like, I recognize that name as a name from...
The Bible.
The Bible, yes.
I don't know the story.
Cain kills Abel.
Cain kills
They're
Abel.
Brothers.
Spoilers,
They're
brothers. Spoilers, Adam.
So,
Adam... oldest fucking book.
Yeah, so Adam and Eve...
It's just poorly...
I haven't finished it
yet. It's poorly written. This is the beginning.
Also,
in the beginning.
Cain is the first murderer.
I kind of got that from the movie. So murder is blamed on him.
Well,
he was the first murderer, there's a lot of different stories surrounding it, depending mm-hmm. on whose version you want to believe. The descendants of Cain carry the mark of Cain, which
that's why he was looking at her back.
Yeah, but also
that
may be the mark of Cain.
Yeah, maybe.
But like racists think that black people bear the mark of Cain. No, this is not a joke. There are racist religious fundamentalists that believe that the African skin tone is the mark of Cain.
Yeah, but there's like a hundred.
But it could be that white people is too, because I feel like
white people is just as likely.
We killed like 200,000 in the blink of an eye.
Probably more likely.
So,
probably more likely.
World War II, white people drop a nuke.
So, So Adam and Eve had children. Mm-hmm. Two of those children were Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel.
Yep. Paradise.
So that's the short version of the story.
It's after Paradise was lost.
I know.
Don't you John Milton this.
I remembered that Cain was the first murderer, but I couldn't remember anything about it. Like, as we were watching the movie.
Because they wouldn't have even been able to have kids before they got
He reportedly killed a quarter of the world's population.
Who?
Cain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there were four people. He killed one of them.
Also, after that, he killed a lot more people.
Yeah.
But
he just kills people?
He killed a lot.
Well, he would have been jealous of his brother because his brother was
Was he
the butcher, and Cain was the farmer. And God was like, oh, look at your butchery skills. And he's like, what about my fucking plants? And God's like, yeah, those are plants. But you fucking look at this guy slaughtering animals. And then Cain's like, oh, man, why is he getting a hand job and I'm not? So then he kills him.
Getting a hand job from who?
Classic.
Everybody's related.
God.
Abel was clearly getting hand jibbers from God.
So wait, at that point it was Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real awkward family dynamic.
Who,
Look, the Bible doesn't think a lot of things.
The Bible, at some point, the Bible just makes more people. There's just more people all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Divine
intervention. And they're also, they also live to be like
the
300.
The first plot hole.
Well,
Genesis was also the foundation of the first plot hole.
The first plot hole is why are there two creation stories back to back?
Yeah.
I want to touch a point. Lena said that some people...
touch all the points you want.
Like, Lena said something about people living to be like 300 years old in the Bible. That was actually a translation error. People didn't live that long, so they measured birthdays like
God
phases of the moon.
God can do whatever he wants to do.
Are you telling me that there's probably an inaccuracy in a book that was translated through three languages after 100 years?
So,
blasphemer!
What I want to say. In a book about talking snakes and people being pulled out of ribs, the thing that you are picking apart is the fact that somebody could possibly live to 300 years old.
No.
Have you seen Yoda?
The problem is people quote that a lot.
700 goddamn years old.
People quote that a lot.
It looks amazing for his age.
And it's because they just measured time differently back then because they didn't live that long. Yeah. And their dicks were tiny.
Growing.
So like 300 of those.
Well, maybe their dicks were tiny. That's why.
8 inches long right there.
Kept growing.
They were jealous of all the talking
that
snakes.
That was impressive.
Once was a man from Nantucket.
Was there?
Never heard of him.
Nantucket Bethlehem.
What?
It's getting
this podcast has taken a peculiar turn.
I do want to get back to the movie.
Yeah.
Was the guy the devil? The guy in the hat?
I don't believe so.
I didn't think so, but I couldn't think.
I think it was God.
I thought it was God.
Okay.
I think it's the devil.
I don't think it was God because he refers to God in the third person while he's talking to the guy.
Yeah.
But he refers to God in the third person talking about his like how he's supposed to be like all knowing, all powerful, but then he refers to him as you. Like, then why didn't you do something? Or like,
was this because I killed Abel?
Right.
Which he says a different way.
Hell.
And then he also tells when before Alex dies, he said because he's.
I don't know if Alex dies.
I know.
The assumption is at the end that he dies.
Spoiler. Well, I said it's before he dies. Well, you know he's going
to die. Well, he's like, just to hope that you're going to see this guy eventually.
Yeah,
you're going to see him eventually. And then he's right there. That was good.
Shot glass was clearly the illusion that was Satan.
Because I was reading the little Wikipedia thing, and some of it was...
His daughter asked him if it's a bad person, and he freaks out that she can see him. Yeah. And he says, yes, that is a very bad person. Don't talk to him. Don't acknowledge him. Don't, even if he speaks to you.
He obviously isn't a fan of God.
No.
Would you be if he did that to you?
But my understanding was that was the devil.
He's pissed off at God.
I just didn't think it was.
He obviously, this is some form of punishment for whatever.
But yeah, because God would have done that and not the devil.
So in the chronology, did the devil exist? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The snake.
He said
the
snake. That's
right. But the devil would not have been the one to punish Abel. Cain.
True.
It would have been God to punish him.
First off, Cain never dies. God curses
He's being
him to
punished.
Walk.
Well, yeah, but,
being
but,
yeah,
punished.
That's
but the devil would not have punished
but
him.
But it wouldn't have been the
God
devil
would
to punish him.
Right. God punishes
him. The implication is that the man in the hat is the one punishing him.
I don't think so.
I lean more towards God from it.
You know what? I said that people weren't going to be wrong in this podcast, and there are wrong people in this podcast.
This is one of the good things about this movie, though, is that there are questions that are not clear.
It's ambiguous.
Here's the thing. The best part of this movie, all this other bullshit aside, is that there are frequently scenes in which Henry Rollins responds to things that happen in a manner that I expect a normal person to respond to things. That kid wakes up in the fucking car and he's like, how long have I been asleep? How would I know that?
That is flawless. In the very beginning, I was like, yeah, that is absolutely...
This is flawless because the kid asked the question, like, yeah. How would he know that? How would I know that?
Instead of just saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
How would I possibly know that? And then
I just have the feeling that Henry Rollins had some liberty with the script, with his performance. He's just such a smart man.
Yeah.
That he would not have abided a stupid line.
When he was listing the jobs he's had,
that was great.
And then he gets like 3/4 of the way done. He's like, oh, I'm in prison. I was in prison for a very large portion of my life.
There's a lot of prison.
But he still had like 40 jobs that he listed.
Potter. I did pottery.
Tinsmith and then blacksmith. Like
I liked
mine coal, mine silver, mine gold.
I liked Kara the waitress. Liked her. I thought it was a good interaction between the two of them. And I liked how she reacted to everything. It wasn't over the top, I don't know. I just
what I also appreciated about a story about a person who's lived this entire time was the fact that he was completely comfortable in the modern age. Where they like a lot of these movies and stuff feel the need to make them
the man out of time.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense if they've lived through the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless there was a period where they were just away from society and have come back to it, like.
They do that in Interview with a Vampire, where they're not as old as Kanan is in this movie, but they constantly talk about the changing of culture,
right?
As they're living through these ages and how, specifically Lestat like never really gets comfortable.
Well, Lestat also spends a long period of time in the ground.
Torpor.
Well, this is before he is burned to death. They're talking because he the point in Louisiana where he was turned, even by the time they're about to leave Louisiana, like it's changed a lot. And it's more represented in the book where he's like, he's just so out of time. Like he can never get comfortable. He's always lamenting for like the old this or the old way to do this or that, or
and I can see where the vampires also had it easier when there was less
right
media, easier. It's easier to hide in the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we have an inability to comprehend a time when communication was not instantaneous,
right?
Telephones, but I didn't know if you were talking about internet stuff.
Like Molina was talking, like how did Hitler even convince Germany to do that? I'm like, that's like you were living in a time where information is instantaneous and pervasive, but like it was not that long ago that it was the complete opposite.
Right. Well, even in my lifetime, it wasn't as instantaneous, not even close to as instantaneous as it is now. Yeah. Not even close.
When back in the day, when people used to rob banks, right before they robbed the bank, they would cut the telegraph wire so they couldn't send out an SOS message for the town.
I still do that.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Fiber optic wires.
Find the closest Western Union.
What the fuck?
You gotta watch out for the Pinkertons.
So one of the two of the movie posters, at least, or the covers, it shows him with wings.
Oh yeah,
like an angel. I feel like it shouldn't.
I feel like it shouldn't either because he was never an angel.
No, well, but and again, so much is left out.
Listen, there's some weird ambiguity to the entire story. Like, like in God's design, Lucifer has to fall. So, like, is there?
Wait,
a point?
He plans that?
No, I mean he has to. Right?
It has to.
The angels don't have free will.
God is also infallible.
the story doesn't make sense, the thing is the story falls apart a lot
there's in a lot of ways the story falls apart because so God is infallible, God is also all-knowing, all-loving and all-forgiving, but sends people to a place where they're going to be tortured for eternity.
And I mean,
these are things that don't all add up.
He floods the land. I mean, there's lots of stories of things.
Catholicism didn't have a hell.
No, Catholicism does.
And a waiting room.
Judaism doesn't have a hell.
Oh, Judaism doesn't have a hell.
I don't have a hell.
Catholicism.
They added purgatory.
I'm in my hell.
Catholicism added purgatory.
Right here. Yeah. At this table.
this conversation.
For the indulgences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the priest could indulge in more young boys.
No.
Now, see, when I was growing up, purgatory was... They were still deciding whether you were good enough.
Well, it was
which was a horrible way to mind-fuck an eight-year-old.
It was added to Catholicism so that wandering priests could
get indulgences
from people.
They never told me that when I was 8 years old.
It was also a way to guilt young parents into baptizing their children and being part of the church,
right?
Because they told
otherwise
them that
they would be sent to purgatory.
They're going to purgatory
if they die,
and there'd just be this endless baby limbo.
Yeah.
Well, because they would go up to people and they'd be like, whose relatives just died, and they'd be like, "Hey,
are you sure he's in heaven?
Yeah, they're in purgatory, but
it was just,
if you buy this indulgence,
you float with some coin,
right? You can get up to heaven." Buy him a ticket.
Religion is
don't
very...
you love your dead relative?
Not anymore, they're dead.
Yeah, that would fuck that guy.
Did he leave me anything?
The component of free will is that there has to be evil in the world. So the conceit is that God has to engineer a situation in which evil is introduced.
Okay.
So since the angels don't have free will, like, what is the point of blaming Lucifer for falling when that has to happen? Like, it has to happen.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now.
Like, that just make, like...
He didn't have the free will to do it.
It has to happen. It's like God has made this happen. It's just among the numerous issues, that one has always just, it just drives me fucking crazy.
If comic books teach us nothing, is that heroes create their own villains in many cases. Oh shit.
If Harry Potter taught us nothing, it's that you're
a Horcrux.
Obsession will be your downfall. If Voldemort had just not fucked with Harry, it would have been fine. All he had to do was not mess with Harry. Just leave him alone.
He could have just been that thing on the back of that guy's head. He
created his own destruction.
He could just been that thing on the back of that guy's head drinking unicorn blood forever.
He didn't want to. He wanted to be a real boy.
Once you get the body back, then you stop fucking with Harry.
I enjoyed this movie.
The end scenes were hilarious. When he goes in to save Andrea,
mm-hmm.
and then he's like, okay, I'll be right back. And he had already broken that guy's... No, he hadn't broken his leg yet. He goes out to the room again, and the guy's crawling out the door. And he's like, and the guy's
I don't
like,
want you to go anywhere.
The guy's like, I didn't get anywhere! That guy was super funny.
Yeah.
And then he leaves again and he tells him like to stay there or something. And he's like, whatever. He was so funny.
The writing was really good.
It was.
The plot was solid. And the motivations were clear of everyone. Like, every character had a motivation, and it was always clear.
Why are you calling me?
Yeah.
Don't call me.
Don't call me again.
Never call me again.
It's your daughter. What's her name again?
Oh, my God. The way I opened the door,
and she looked at me and ran away. You did something.
I opened the door.
I don't know what I did.
I loved his socially awkward interactions. Like, when the first time he's explaining what happened to his hand to the waitress. What was her name?
Kara.
And then he's explaining it to his daughter. He's like, a guy shot me.
Yeah.
A guy shot you with a gun? That's how you get shot.
And see, I remember the trailer was mostly that opening scene where the guys bust into his apartment. Because I remember him grabbing that gun and the blood spraying. And that was all part of the Red Band trailer. So it was like... that right there was like, I'm in. I want to see the rest of this movie now.
I thought it was so funny. Like, when that guy hit him in the head twice, and then he just spit his blood at him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm gonna go.
I have to get this bullet out.
You keep being a whore.
Stop looking at me. No, just stop looking at me. What are you doing? I'm using pliers to get this bullet out of my forehead. Because if I don't, it'll heal over and then I'll have migraines.
I like when he's talking to the guy in the tub. He's like, I prefer bullets that go all the way through me, you know?
I thought that was beautiful because this whole time he's dealing with these people and they're kind of like atypical henchmen, you know? But then he gets this guy in the tub and he's like a real character. Like, he's like, man, I don't want to die. Like,
you're not going to kill me, are you?
I love it when he's on the phone with his boss. No, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. That's a really bad idea.
No, don't do that. No, he hasn't hurt me since the diner. Okay, no, don't do that. No, that's not a good idea. No, don't do that. He hung up.
Oh my god.
He was like, man, I'm sorry. And then they're just talking like shady business. They're like, yeah, we took Andrea and we dropped her off here. And
are you Derek?
Yeah.
That scene was really good too, because the guy comes out with the shotgun and he shoots him in the stomach, but the other guys are like, what's going on?
Did you just shoot a guy?
And he's like, this guy just killed whoever was at the door. And then they're like,
what guy?
Oh my god.
Both of them to this guy.
And who'd you shoot? Like, also that guy. I don't get it.
He looks at the guy flip was like, you probably want to get out of here.
You can just clear out.
That's good. I was thinking of another part. I don't know, just the way he's like super socially awkward and somebody asks him a question and he answers them in just like the simplest, most direct way, but it seems so weird. Like, like when he goes in the restaurant and he sees the manager of the restaurant dead, then he goes to the other room and just sits down and he's like, what's going on? Like, then they go in the bathroom and he walks out with a fucking ice pick in him. And then the other guy's, like, confused and walks into the bathroom. Presumably finds his friend dead.
What?
He's talking about the diner scene.
The diner scene?
The diner.
And then I loved it where when that guy shoots him in the head in the diner, and the guy that he ends up having the bathtub later is like, I told you! Because he's already seen him, like, at the bottom of a river crawl out, like, right, an hour and a half later.
Should we go in after him?
No.
Man, it's cold.
It's freezing.
But then the guy tries to push him in. It was, like, so funny without... Like, it seemed effortless.
Yeah.
The lines were delivered perfectly. Mm-hmm.
It was so situationally funny.
Yeah.
That it wasn't trying for, like, a over-the-top comedy or...
Yeah.
And the acting was solid with all these minor characters that I recognize one face in this movie.
Right, exactly.
One.
Did you?
Other than Henry Rollins?
Henry Rollins, okay. That was it. Right. That was the one face I recognized
Except the entire movie.
Boo
Boo Stewart looked like what the hell's his name?
I thought Alex looked familiar.
I was just looking to see if he looked familiar.
Yeah, he looked like young Joseph Gordon-Levitt. When he had long hair.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. He kind of did.
Plus the fact that his name is Boo Boo.
Yeah, his name is Boo Boo.
That's weird. Oh, he was apparently in the Twilight movies.
To think about all the characters, but then again, it kind of did work for her, was that other waitress, that like grizzled older woman.
The last time you see her, they're running out of the diner, and the manager... She was
like this oddly hysterical, but not...
The manager was more hysterical, and he's like... clutching on her, and she's like, get off me! He's like, oh!
Will he fit in the back of your car? What? No! You're not putting a body. He's not dead.
I'll give you $1 million. I've got $1 million. I'll give you this duffel bag.
What?
You won't have to work. Your family won't have to work. Your family's family is going to be fine.
When he packed that duffel bag, he left some money behind.
He left a ton of stuff behind. I didn't understand.
I know that. There was other stuff, and it was,
in an old what were those trunks called?
I would just call it a trunk. Mm-hmm. There's a name for it.
It's like a steam old
timey
like
trunk
of Zelda,
like a steamer trunk.
Yeah, like it was like an old steamer trunk, and it had things that he's had for hundreds of years. I didn't understand why he was leaving it. That was my one big where I was like, Alex, what's going on? He's like, I don't know, he's leaving. I was like, no, that doesn't make sense.
Well,
think he'd been trying, and for quite some time, he got himself to a place where he only needed to get this blood. He wasn't killing anyone. He wasn't eating anything. Mm-hmm. He was a vegetarian.
Right.
If
it bleeds, I don't eat it.
Yeah. So I think my thought, he had to kind of go and go somewhere, start all over again. As it, you know, like...
Well, I get the feeling
start
though,
from
but...
scratch and hopefully try and get back to that place.
I assumed he had like a warehouse somewhere full of old shit that he could sell off. Because he was talking about how...
He did mention that.
He said,
that
if I need
point.
Money, I'll sell something.
I'll sell something.
Yeah. And he used to be an antiques dealer. He had a fucking doubloon.
So Boo Boo Stewart was also in Days of Future Past, the X-Men movie. He was Warpath.
I don't know if I saw that
you
one.
You say a lot of things.
I got the feeling that this isn't the first time where he's had to pick up and...
Mm-hmm. And haul off, yeah.
Right. So I didn't understand why he wouldn't bring his
stuff. Maybe that trunk is just a fraction of everything he's got.
But he took the personal items out.
He didn't take, like, a lot of shit.
He didn't take a lot of stuff, but he took the knife and he took the photos.
But not all the money. Why wouldn't you take all the money?
Because money doesn't mean anything to
him. I don't think he needs
and
it.
And you're also led to believe that is this much. And my fingers are very close together.
But there is no reason not to bring
that.
Why doesn't he own stock?
He might. You don't know that he doesn't.
This is true.
What I liked about
this
movie
is
it's a slice of life movie, which is like, it's like a genre. I don't know if that's a common phrase, but it's a genre. Yeah. But usually you see it in more like mellow, like...
I like how there was really not an end.
Right.
There was no end to this. There mm-hmm. was yeah. the story did there was a resolution to some of the things that happened.
In my mind, he kept telling Kara to go away and she didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
wasn't really hysterical.
Right.
She was rather logical.
I assume that they're going to like have a relationship together and they're going to take care of Andrea. However they can do that. She needs fucking help.
Wait, she needs help?
Yeah, Andrea needs help after what she's been through. Like some psychological psychotherapy.
Maybe.
Yeah. She was kidnapped, trapped in a room, tied to a chair, beaten.
Not enough information.
I wonder if he'll tell her.
He's kind of got to tell her, like, hey, I'm immortal.
Well, I think that's only if he's going to be in her life. If he truly intends on just going away and disappearing again, she didn't need to know shit.
I don't know. But she can see... What I was hoping would happen after we found out she could see...
That guy,
who I'm going to assume is... We'll call him Santa. How's that? That's one letter off from Satan.
No, I don't like that.
Okay, well...
How about we call him Dog?
Dog. He's Dog.
Yep. Dog the bounty hunter.
What you did.
When she sees Dog, what I wanted to happen is she gets kidnapped and she just like murders all the people that kidnap her. Like at the dock. He was going to go to the dock and just find a bunch of bodies strewn about and he's going to be like, ah, fuck, now I gotta...
It's like Kill Bill Volume 3.
If I told you there was an interview with Henry Rollins where he said that guy was the devil, how would you respond to that?
I would tell you that Henry Rollins is wrong.
I don't think that's possible.
Did you find this interview?
No, it does not exist.
Playing the what if game. The most dangerous game.
If I were to tell you that Adam is sometimes an ass, what would you think of
that? I started with if.
Yeah.
I feel well, like
so did I. I just
there.
Said if.
See, I know you well enough that if I would have been more concerned if you started the phrase with when. I know how you
I
operate.
I do know how if when look works.
So apparently. Andrea has been a lot of stuff, including Degrassi, The Next Generation, 136 episodes.
I don't watch that stuff.
Yeah. And something called Life with Derek. Okay. Ran for 4 years. I don't know
what.
And was 70 episodes.
Was it in Canada?
Maybe.
Might have been another Nickelodeon-y thing.
I don't know why I'm looking.
What about the one who played Kara? Because I liked her.
No. Just a couple things. She doesn't even have a picture on IMDb.
There's talks about making a series about this.
Yeah. So when he falls off the wagon...
I'm not sure if that would work well.
I found an interviewer. I want to see a series on this. I feel like we saw just exactly what we needed.
I found an interview where Henry Rollins refers to him as the devil guy.
That's not Satan.
True. I mean, to him, God's an asshole, so it could be one and the same.
Right. Was it? Oh, there's the scene where he's falling off the wagon, so to speak.
Where he's just murdering.
And he's trying to find people to murder and eat. That was choice.
That was fantastic.
Yes.
He kept getting...
Oh, you dropped this.
I'm
carrying around too much. You shouldn't probably carry around this.
You know, things happen. Jesus. He bumps into that guy and he turns around. Sorry, he's like, man, I'm sorry. And then he finally
he's tempting people.
That's like, exactly
dropping money
doing.
On purpose.
That's exactly what he was doing.
He's looking for an excuse. He's trying to
because
justify.
Because the next scene
he's looking for justification.
On these kids' shoes. I don't know if that was intentional or it was just like a
or if he was just sick.
Right.
Blood and other stuff.
And he's like, the kids are like threatening to beat him up and stuff. And he's like, "You look 14." And he's looking at him, and then he looks at the guy in the back.
Who has a gun in his
pocket. He's like, "How old are you?" And the other kid's like, "Oh, I'm old enough to beat your ass or whatever." And he's like,
"Okay,
I'll take it."
Good enough.
So obviously he's at this point where he's trying to at least morally justify where he's, but he's talking about in the past, you know, I've killed 9-year-olds for nothing.
You're right.
Where he's reached a place where he's trying to be moral, like pseudo-moral about it. Like, he kills a guy for yelling at the landlady.
Yeah.
He was a jerk, though.
He was a jerk.
I loved one, because I'm just talking about the landlady. When he and Kara come back dragging the guy, and she's just...
Bullet hole in his head.
And she's just like, have you seen the neighbor?
No. They just kind of move in together.
I'll let you know.
No, we haven't.
If I see him, I'll let you know.
The opening scene where he's like, what time is it? Oh, it's 2. What day is it? No, is it Friday? No, it's Tuesday. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was good. Were you talking to the landlady?
Time
clearly, I didn't see it. I was cooking dinner.
Yeah, time clearly means nothing to him, though. Like, it's
so right. It wouldn't.
He opens it. There's a knock at the door. He opens the door, and she's standing there. He closes the door and turns around and goes get cash and hands it to her. What time is it? She tells him, what day is it? And she's like, the 4th. Friday? No, Tuesday. Okay. And he closes the door, walks away again.
What are we going to do? I'm doing it.
When Jillian calls him the first time, he's like, I remember hating you.
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever call me again. And then she spills that he has a daughter, and then he's like, I hate you.
When was the last time you had sex? How old are you?
19
years ago.
She's like, oh.
I don't need a series off of this.
No.
I don't think it would work as well.
I don't want this to continue. I would be more interested in, like, his previous stuff. Like, if we could get, like, an episode about World War I, an episode about Egypt, an episode, like, just different parts of his life, that'd be cool with me.
Are you implying that they should do a young Indiana Jones?
The thing is he can look exactly like he looks now. It doesn't matter. That's the beautiful thing about it. How was this? So, Civil War. How was that? I was in China.
It was a really good movie. I was a little worried when I got to Netflix and the ratings were only like 2 on like a sliver of a star.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought it was way better than the reviews.
This is a solid 4.
I'm curious. I didn't actually read any of the reviews, so I'm wondering if the reviews weren't based on expectation. Like, and I mean, there was some blood and gore and stuff, and some people just lose their shit over that, but
I was fine.
I thought it was the perfect amount of everything.
You know what? It could
it
have
was
been
a light on the bingo.
It was bingo light. I didn't see any bingo wings.
No one won.
Yeah.
Wish I had
disappointing. I actually appreciated the fact that they did some creative things with their budget where there were scenes where you know some serious shit went down. Didn't see it. Didn't matter. We got
right.
We got the beginning of the scene and the resolution.
Yep.
Perfect. Didn't he comes out a little more beat up than he went in.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You can imagine the action sequence. And that's, I really enjoyed that because I don't enjoy the action sequences as much. I don't like sitting through a long ass fight that just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah. Why add 15, 20 more minutes to this movie for no reason?
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it tells you something critical about the character.
Right.
Yeah. The action in this was appropriate.
Yeah.
We know, like, you got the hint that, okay, he's strong. Strong mm-hmm. as hell, and bullets don't really bother him that much. Like right. it's a bullet to him is like a paper cut to me. Like I
yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah,
but you know it's gonna heal up just fine.
Yeah, it's like this stings. It'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah,
like that was his bullet wound in his hand.
Right,
and head.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his head. He just
and then
out.
Head again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I'm sitting there thinking, what if the bullet went through the skull but didn't pass out? That would be an annoyance.
Yeah.
that would just be fucking the worst.
I despise 9mm.
One of the best parts of this movie for me was every time he was talking to the nurse guy, like the guy would start talking about himself and he would just walk away with zero comment. Yeah, I can't be there because my sister's got this like halfway across the parking lot.
So, as I was watching this, I was thinking, now we have three movies where we have this grumpy old guy just don't fucking bring, rocking this movie out.
Don't bring Gran Torino or Up into this.
Both of those.
I know. I know.
Gran Torino's the Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. All right. Meh.
That was a good movie.
It was a good one.
Was a
he
good
talked
movie.
To a chair.
That was not the movie.
I
though.
Know, but that's still ruined. Like now, when I see that guy, he's
the
forever...
work stands alone, Alex.
I know, but like I can't get Clint Eastwood talking to a chair out of my head.
The page is up, and there are three.
I saw.
There are three of them now.
What?
And it actually links to the
Clint Eastwood
from
talking
the main page.
To an empty stool,
no,
pretending.
No,
I'm talking about the BSP commandments. So, yeah, if you go onto the Backseat Producers webpage.
Oh, I bitch about them a lot.
Right at the top.
I actually go there frequently.
Right at the top of the page, there's now BSP Commandments is one of the top links.
Well,
Scott.
Did you want a history of your browser?
Oh, yes, I did. I did
just
see
look
that.
At the stats for the site, because that's all
right.
Yeah, so Scott has been collecting them based on things that Adam says.
That's terrible.
That's good. I don't feel like I'll ever have a commandment come out of my mouth, so.
Write them down when you're pooping.
It's when people do their best thinking.
Mm-hmm. In the shower.
It's funny, because I'll...
I have
work,
my shower is tiny. I can't think. I'm just trying to get it over with and get the hell out.
At work, I will go to the bathroom, stuck on a problem, and I'll come out with a solution. So. It is a good place for a mental break. I'm kind of running out of steam.
So far the BSP commandments are, number one, the work stands alone.
Always.
An adaptation is graded on its own terms, not on how it's different from the source material.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I'm going to comment on these like I don't know what they are.
Two, set aside your personal biases. No matter your baggage, the film doesn't have to carry it.
Ooh, oh, did I say that?
I don't think so. I think Scott's embellishing in the most beautiful ways.
That's much better than anything I've...
What's happening is Scott's being your Moses right now. Yeah, he's like, God, that was terrible. I'm going to write it this way. You need to learn grammar.
Listen. When it's in stone, people will listen.
Yeah.
God damn, it takes so long to write, I can think of a better way to say this.
Yeah. I'll just say, if I'm going to spend 18 years carving
this. Hey, God, you're paying by character.
And number three, don't talk about the wanking. I don't remember that one.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Maybe that means that the fans don't impact the movie.
Maybe.
I think you're reading more into it then.
Listen, the commandment stands. The commandment stands alone. The commandment's carrying my baggage. I thought when we had the discussion was like Fanboy Smackdown was like purely about complaining about the fanboys.
It was. That was the original impetus for the podcast.
I can complain about some fanboys.
Let's do it. What do you got?
We already did when we were talking about Star Wars.
You mean Alex?
The secret fanboy? No, remember
you
we
know,
were
he's
talking
got a,
about...
He also has a Chewbacca onesie.
Do I?
Do you?
I just need to shave, man. I don't know what pictures you've been looking at.
But... The thing. As soon as Kayla goes to sleep, you put it on. And then 5 minutes before she wakes up, wake up and take it off. And then pretend like you've been sleeping through the night.
Oh, it got so warm in the middle of the night.
And then, like, in the middle of the night, you wake up in a cold sweat. What's Chewie going to do?
What?
Is Ray the new Han? What the You know, Chewie doesn't have a planet anymore. They burned Kashyyyk.
They burned a planet?
Leia doesn't have a planet anymore either.
How do you burn a planet?
Leia doesn't have a planet anymore.
It was a forest planet.
Oh.
Giant forest. Trees thousands of feet tall.
Burned it.
No.
One of my new favorite memes is the Darth Vader Leia conversation.
Go to your room.
Go to your room. My room was on Alderaan. I got nothing else. This was a good movie. I liked it. It was well written, well acted. The effects were good. I mean, for what they were.
I had to turn away a few times.
I only turned away when he's cutting that guy's
yeah,
hair
I
off.
Turned away. Yeah, that, I think that might have been. There was another one, but then I looked.
No, oh, I also turned away when he was breaking that guy's foot.
I didn't turn away, but that did make me cringe when he was breaking that dude's foot. That
I wasn't
turning.
I wasn't kinda, sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were going to show him like pop the guy's eye. So I turned away for that, but I'm guessing they didn't really show that.
No, I mean, and that was just it. There was a lot of stuff they didn't show.
he eats the finger, and then he's like,
"Oh, the
fingernail!"
Oh, that was so gross. I was like,
"It was
a nasty, hear the noise."
It was a nasty fingernail, and I'm like, "Why did he eat that fingernail?" Okay, guess you should have taken it off.
All right.
Wait, in the Bible, is this what he's cursed to do, to walk the earth forever eating people?
eating people
is an embellishment.
They've done this vampire thing where, like, vampire... Like,
Cain is the first vampire.
Cain's the first vampire, and the mark of Cain isn't actually, like, a physical mark.
It's vampirism.
It's thirst for blood and vampirism. And his immortality...
So that's a common theme?
It's not a common theme, but that's like...
It's one of the ways that vampirism starts.
That's an interesting thought.
Now that I've never heard.
Is that in the Bible?
No.
So
that's just
what
fictional...
is he punished with in the Bible, specifically?
He carries the mark of Cain.
Yeah, that's it. He's cursed to walk the land until some time that is nondescript, and he has the mark of Cain.
And then fiction writers have taken that huge open hook and have just done a dozen things
with it.
That's
not my favorite vampire interpretation. My favorite is Dracula 2000. No joke. The theory there was that Dracula was actually Judas Iscariot. It's much better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the decapitation happens and like the aversion to all the holy symbols. It's really
good.
That
one is a good version.
That's a good... And the movie's actually really good. Like, despite the fact that it's Dracula 2000, it's actually a really good movie. Dracula
Sounds
3000.
Like some goth 13-year-old who just turned 13, like when the new millennium rolled around, creating a screen name.
Yeah, but
Dracula 2000.
But Jerry Ryan is one of the
X Dracula 2000.
One of his concubines.
Alucard.
Don't bring fucking Castlevania Symphony of the Night into this. I bought that game like 8 times.
I was just doing the reverse of Dracula.
I know what you're doing. Alucard is the main character in that.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't bought it more times than I bought Final Fantasy Tactics, though. And, fun fact, I've never finished Final Fantasy Tactics, even though I own like 50 copies of it.
I hear so many people say that that game is so good. Tactics?
It is.
I've never played it. My family all played it growing up, but I never played it.
I've never played it.
I feel bad for you, son. You got 99 problems with Tactics anymore. <anywhere. laughs>
I've never played a Final Fantasy game, so.
Ugh.
What?
I wasn't in RPGs until
this.
I met Kayla.
Let's not do this.
I played Final Fantasy.
I don't even know how to respond to
the first one? Is that the only one you played?
Through.
That you,
you didn't play 7?
I played part of one of them that I got from Stingray. I don't remember
one
which
of
one
them?
Was.
Here's the thing.
Tell me the story.
7's great.
I can't. I
Were
was...
you a fey-ish young man with blonde
tail?
Spiky hair?
I wasn't paying any attention. I was riding the rails, and it was just taking me on this path, and every so often it would make me hit a button even though I really wasn't doing anything. It was a terrible game.
I can't tell if that's 7 or 8.
I think it was 7.
What year was it?
It was about 5 years ago, and it was a re-release on Xbox 360.
What did the...
That was
360.
6 then, probably.
Yeah.
Because they re-released 6.
No, it was 6. Was it Pixel? Was it like 8-bit or
no,
not 8-bit?
No, it was...
Well, they digitally remastered them all the time.
When we're not recording, I can go grab it.
But they... Not the gameplay.
It,
no. They,
it's over there.
They made like new cutscenes, but they...
I don't know.
Not the gameplay.
I don't
gameplay.
Know. It was
no,
a terrible
the re-release
game.
Of 7's coming.
Oh, yeah. They're going to release it in episodes.
They've re-released it on Steam already.
Not
what
the
else they re-released?
No, not the remake.
Not the remake?
They've just re-released the original.
Okay.
They remade Battlezone.
The fandom has been clamoring for a remake of Final Fantasy VII since Final Fantasy VII first came out.
What?
And if Aeris doesn't, like, if you can't take the disc out and put the disc back in to keep Aeris alive, I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself.
Mm.
Of course, it'll only come on one disc and not, like, 4.
You know that...
You're going to buy it on a disc?
Aeris Rearranged
no,
is raise. As
she's
in you raise her from the dead.
Or you raise her to the ground by failing her.
I'd fail her.
There's a I read this theory that... So the scene where Aeris dies, Sephiroth comes down.
Spoiler alert.
This is not a spoiler.
No, Alex, this story has been ringing in my heart since...
Well, you guys wank on this. I'm going to go see if I can find the game.
Sephiroth comes down from behind and spears her through the gut. Well, somebody pointed out that where he stabs her might not necessarily... It's not necessarily a mortal wound. So that the next scene is Cloud takes her to the...
She's standing in a pool already.
No, she was standing on a platform praying. She wasn't in water.
Listen, the materia she has on her falls into the water.
It bounces into the water.
All right, all
They're
right.
They're on these platforms
right.
above this
all right, all
water.
Right. All right,
but Cloud takes her down to the water, and he lays her. She's presumably dead. But then her body sinks. The theory is that the wound isn't a mortal wound.
So she's drowned now?
And
13.
And dead bodies usually float.
13's terrible. Don't play it.
Unless they're waterlogged.
Okay.
So the theory is Cloud is the one who killed Aeris. By drowning her.
Listen. I didn't actually give a shit. I was done with her.
I cried. I was like,
so Tony has
9
Final Fantasy.
Years old? I wept. My mother was like, Kayla... You need to pull yourself together. Maybe you don't need to be playing this game anymore. It's like, no, mother.
Listen, I need to get Knights of the Round. I gotta go to these stupid islands. I gotta get the materia to kill a boss that gives me the materia I had to have to kill the boss.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Their materia system was good in that game.
It was,
I like that.
It was pretty good. I mean, that's why when Aeris died, I was like, oh, I don't give a shit. Because she's not actually like... my white mage. I'll just whoop, move my magic to another person and then move on with my life.
I was heavily emotionally invested in Eris.
I wasn't.
I sobbed.
I was actually surprised because I was like, who is Claude going to bone by the end of this? But then Tifa. I was like, fuck Tifa. Listen, Fatty Cake and Tifa had a thing going on. Barrett was Fatty Cake in my party.
Okay.
Then it was clearly Yuffie. Yeah.
She was like,
also, Tifa 10. Was Tifa was cunty. I always have a cunty in my party now.
No, it would totally be Tifa.
I gotta listen. Barrett's down with that thickness.
I mean, yeah.
He's got a fucking gun arm.
He has a daughter, though. Like, he's not worried about...
Where do you think that daughter came from?
It wasn't from Tifa. His daughter... His wife died.
Yeah, and then Tifa slid on over.
She did not birth his daughter.
I didn't imply that she birthed...
Side-loaded?
Yeah. The Christian side-load. Swap it out like it's an easy bake oven.
It's just like flashing a ROM, right? Just
that's a very apropos analogy. I wish you could play Final Fantasy VII, but there's no way you would enjoy it at this point in time.
Probably.
I don't think you're going to enjoy it. I don't think you'd ever have enjoyed it.
I watched you play Final Fantasy...
10?
No, it was on the PS3. It was either 13 or 14. Yeah. And it was terrible.
It was. I had 13. Yeah, I played it for like an hour.
The guy with the afro and the chocobo in his afro?
I have no clue. I played it for like an hour and I was like, I don't know what this is.
I played it for 8 hours. They kept switching characters, which I don't like. I prefer to play as a character in the story. And I was 8 hours into the game and still not out of the tutorials.
It had a 30-hour tutorial.
Yeah, I was like, I don't understand what I'm doing. It's telling me a story, but I don't care
about
any of this.
I was 8 hours in, and I still felt like I had no agency in the game. Yeah. So I was like...
Listen, the golden age is 7 to 10.
True that, yo.
And 10 is of the... Okay, so like 7, 8, 9 all have these weird, like, tropey Japanese story things going on. 10 is a lot different and like has this really cool, like, the big bad is Sin and it's your dad. So it's like, it's
like, spoiler alert, it's your dad.
There's a lot of shit going on in 10. And
it's
like
all of our real lives.
It's actually like, it's really clever the way that they, like, the opening, like when the menu screen is them sitting around a fire. And then, like, when you start, he's like, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you my story. So then it starts, rewinds all the way back to the beginning. And then you play it. And then, like, I don't know, 40 hours in or whatever, you've forgotten that that was the beginning until you come to that mountain spot that they're sitting at the beginning. And then they sit down and he's like, let me tell you the story. And then like, you play past the present.
Nice.
It's actually, it's like... I completely forgot about that when I arrived. I'm like, oh shit, this happened.
That's cool.
10 is the only Final Fantasy game I actually finished to completion.
Well, you didn't finish 7?
I was 9.
Listen.
I would watch other people play the game, and then I'd watch them beat it and not be interested in beating it anymore.
The fight with Sephiroth in the end, if you have Knights of the Round, is 1 round. After you kill the 3 weapons, like, which are the optional bosses, it's like the end of the game is like literally a fight. You just hit the button once and then you're done.
I never played X2.
I didn't play it. I started it, but I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Not because there were dresses that you swapped, but because it was really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yuna's a fucking rock star.
I didn't like that.
And I couldn't rename her to Cunty. And it's just...
I think I might have played Final Fantasy II also.
Let's bring Final Fantasy II into this.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Was it Pixels?
Oh, yeah. It was on NES.
1 through 4 was ever released.
They re-released. Here, 1 through 4. Like, 3 was 5.
Right.
Yeah.
4 was 6 or some shit like that. But 3 is the one that they usually claim is the, like, the gold standard with the Magitek armor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 8 was better than that. I actually really liked 8, even though it is universally panned as the worst one. Yeah.
Is 8 the one with the guy with the tail? Like the cartoony style one?
No, that's 9. 9's really good.
8 is the one with Renoa.
Yeah.
The black-haired girl with the long cardigan with the wings on the back.
Yes.
And the witch.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. Okay. You start off at, like, a school.
Yeah, and then the fucking school takes off. You drive in this fucking building. It's fucking great. Then, like, it's hilarious because, like, it's huge. Like, this huge building that you're just driving around. And so, like, every time I would come upon a town, I would just imagine, like, all the town people are like, what the fuck? And then I'm trying to ram it into it. It's like, what the fuck? I also like I really like the magic system in that too, because like as you fought things, you had to draw magic out of them. So you had like a stock. You didn't have mana. You had a stock. Like you would have 100. Like you would have like you'd be a fire, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I would draw fire out of you. So I would get 8 fire. Then I would have 8 fire I could cast, but you wouldn't cast it as you. You had these like summon things. That they would get more powerful and you could unlock things they could bind to. So like Ifrit would bind your strength. So you could slot magic into your strength to raise your strength. So I could take that 8 fire. And since it was Ifrit who's a fire dude, if I bound the fire to my strength, it would increase my strength a whole bunch.
Hmm.
It was actually really clever. I really liked the way that they did it. It wasn't as cool as 10. Because 10 had this like giant stone board and you got these little unlocks for it and you like everybody was on the same board so you would just move them around the board in different
areas really cool.
And there were like locks on the board so you couldn't progress past certain points until things happened.
And 10 had Blitzball.
10 had fucking Blitzball. Me and Waka. Me, Waka, and Brother. Brother was the best fucking Blitzball player in the world. He was so fast. Tony, you don't even know.
I don't even know.
Here's the thing. The game, after a certain point, just became swim near the other end of the game and then jacked a shot. You don't even know about me and jacked shot, man.
Nope. I'm going to be done now. Because I lost interest in this conversation 15 minutes ago.
Usually that's me sitting here listening to you guys talk about databases and fucking...
That's why I let you guys go, because it was clear that you were having a conversation you were engaged in.
I can geek out to...
Some people might be interested in it.
No one.
I doubt it. I feel like Final Fantasy is I think Lena's
writing her
topic.
Memoirs. These people are all fucking ignorant. They're
playing Hay Day.
Same thing.
What is Hay Day? Same thing.
It's a farming game on Facebook.
God.
All right.
You grow stuff, you make stuff, you sell stuff.
I'm done. Don't.
I've geeked out.
Huh?
I'm done.
Factorio.
I grow stuff on Stardew Valley.
I grow stuff in Fallout 4.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't grow shit.
Yeah, the only thing you grow is a resentment to Preston.
I sent him away to the castle immediately, as soon as I could. I did those 2 or 3 quests he required, and then he's fucking gone. So I don't have to deal with him until I want to.
Just kill him. Oh, wait.
Tony keeps trying to end this podcast, and we just keep reviving
it. I just want to play Risk.
I don't have it in me tonight.
I don't think I can. We do have to get home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's be done.
Nighty-night, guys.
Night.
Next week, Witness.
Oh.